It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
We welcome you once again to Border Crossings, and thank you for tuning into our show. It's Friday. We have another hour of requests and dedications for you to close out another week. If you would like to join the program, pick up your phone and call us, 202-619-2077. Again, it's 202-619-2077, or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And Ponyface in Kenya wants this song from Chris Brown. This is called Fine China on Border Crossings.
Chris Brown in the building, and right now y'all checking out the main man of the hour, Larry London.
It's Border Crossings here on the Voice of America, starting off with the Fine China from Chris Brown for Kenya. And Chris Brown is now here in the D.C. area. In fact, he's in Virginia, just about 2 hours away. He's back home in his own home state. However, he's not home. He's behind bars. He's in jail. He was transported there by airplane yesterday, and he was accompanied by his lawyer and U.S. Marshals, and they're treating this quite seriously. So he's not like a celebrity who's just kind of ha-ha-hee-hee in jail. This is heavy-duty stuff. And apparently, according to the news story that I just read, and this is from CNN, he's in a 23-hour lockdown facility, and he's only allowed to shower every 48 hours. That's the regulations in this facility. And this is quite serious. You know, he's not just in there, oh, he took a photographer's camera and threw it on the ground or something like that, you know. He's in there because of a probation that he's been on since 2009 after he beat up Rihanna. This is an ongoing probation. This didn't end. This is a probation that's going on from his anger management issues, which continue. In fact, in October, he was here in D.C. in court, and when he left the court, he ran into a couple of fans who wanted a photo. Somebody jumped into the photo. He didn't like it, so Chris Brown got angry and punched the guy, beat him up on the streets of Washington, and that's what started this whole thing. It happened back in October, so he was arrested, and then he was, you know, told go back to rehab, stay in rehab, finish rehab. He didn't do that. He left rehab early, was kicked out of the rehab facility, actually, early. So now he's in jail, and his hearing is coming up in, another week. So he's going to sit behind bars for another week in Virginia. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is on the air, and thank you for tuning into our program. We welcome you. There's a lot of things to talk about. We'll be talking about the now 50 CD giveaway coming up in May. I've got that. I've also got a brand new list of the music that people who listen to music at work want to hear. The top 10 artists that people are listening to most at work. And this is an online survey which was done by a website called Spotify. And I'll tell you what the survey says a little later on in the hour, what people want to hear when they're working. All right, coming up next, we've got a request from Mayanda Antoine, who is in Congo, Brazzaville. It says, I love you so much. And I want to take an opportunity to request a song from R. Kelly and Celine Dion on Border Crossings. By the way, Celine Dion selling her house, I mentioned before, in Jupiter, Florida. She's got this huge mansion estate, and she started off asking some large, huge, mega millions for the house. And because there's been no interest at all, she's reducing the price of the house by $10 million. That's a price cut. Wagner, that you ought to take a look at this house, Wagner. All right, so Mayanda Antoine, here is your request on Border Crossings dedicated to Mary Ann Besamonte and Wendy Wasawas Sobrano, who are in the Philippines. I hope you enjoy it. It's called I'm Your Angel on Border Crossings.
Show the way you cry. I hear your voice. Believe, oh, hope is prayer.
Border Crossings, two of the best in the business ever. Mariah Carey and the late Whitney Houston, a request from Jane Christogiel, and that is called Believe here on Border Crossings. And love that song, love the voices, the combination of those two voices, absolutely mystifying. Just beautiful to listen to that beautiful, beautiful combination. It's hard to believe that Whitney's been gone 2 years, but February 11th was the date she died, February 11th, 2012. She was found in her hotel room bathroom in the bathtub. Very sad. Now, you know, as far as what she's left behind, she's left, of course, a plethora of great music, all of the hits and the big collection of music that she's given us, and also her daughter, Bobby Christina. And Bobby Christina has been in the news a lot lately for several different reasons. First of all, she's lost a lot of weight. She's really, really, really thinned down, and she's, you know, getting a lot of people questioning what's going on. Does she have an eating disorder or something? You know, she got married to Nick Gordon, her, well, he was referred to as stepbrother, but he was really not. He was adopted into the family and called a stepbrother. But anyway, he defending her. He's saying, ah, leave her alone. The weight loss looks great. She looks sexy. You know, she's working hard at looking great and toning down. So, you know, give her a break. And then there are also the facts that she's tweeting on Instagram, messages, cryptic messages about her music. She said, I've got some music coming out soon, and I know you're going to love it. So she's putting some music out. She's following in her mom's footsteps, and she's also following in her parents' footsteps because she just recently tweeted about reality TV soon, my loves. So apparently she's going to do a reality TV show. And you might remember Whitney and Bobby Brown had one, and that didn't work out so well for them. But speaking of Bobby Brown, New Edition are together again, and New Edition are going out on tour. New Edition will be here in Washington not too long from now. So Jane Christogiel, thank you very much for requesting Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston on Border Crossings. I love reading about what's going on in Whitney's family's lives and keeping track of that. I want to say hello to some Facebook friends who have just friended our page, just fanned our page. Dave Carter, Bakwatar Brohi, Nicholas Chris Tott, Rahim Vafadar, Ade Fasakin, Christian Jenkins Johnston, Lisa Solis, French Montana Nasir, Linda Williams, Jared Gyros Muga, Noi Yeldal, and Ahmed Barcelona. So welcome everybody to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Nice to meet you and great to have you with us. And you can always go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and send a request or post a message. And if you have trouble finding us there, go to facebook.com and in the search box type in Larry London and you'll find us that way. All right, Michael Bright has found us on Facebook, and he's made a request. So hello, Michael Bright. Thank you for listening. He said, this is for everyone who listens in Africa. And the song I want to hear is a song called Charlie Boy, and it's by the Lumineers on Border Crossings.
Thank you. make you feel good. In uniform, you raised a man.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Larry London.
She's my kind of rain, like love in a drunken sky. She's confetti falling down all night. She sits quietly there, like water in a jar. Says, baby, why are you trembling like you are? So I wait and I try. I confess like a child. Rembrandt's light. She's the history that's made at night. She's my lost companion. She's my dreaming tree. Together in this brief eternity. Summer days, winter snow. She's all drunken sky.
Crossings, Voice of America, and King in Nigeria. Wanting to hear Tim McGraw, She's My Kind of Rain, dedicated to Mary Morningstar. So I hope, Mary, you enjoyed that request from King. He's the king, and he's in Nigeria. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. Now, Tim McGraw is resting now comfortably after his performance on the Academy of Country Music Award show, along with his wife of 18 years, Faith Hill. Faith Hill and Tim, 18 years, and they got a handful of kids at home. All girls, of course. And so the two of them sang a duet together. Meanwhile, back at Mama's. And Mary said they should have stayed at Mama's. She said she listened to the song and didn't sound all that good. Tim McGraw just put out a new album, and he's got another new album coming out. So his new album is called Sundown Heaven Town. And it comes out September 16th. They've already got a release date, September 16th, of the new Tim McGraw album. So hopefully we'll have him back on Border Crossings to talk about the brand new album, since he came on the show and talked about the last new album, which still isn't even old. This is his second new album. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed your request, King in Nigeria, and I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Desiree is listening and says hello in the Philippines, and I say hello back at you. And I'm going to read some of these messages now, because Desiree wants to say hello to her sister, who's in the Philippines, and she says it's her 18th birthday today, but she doesn't say her name. So happy birthday to you, whoever you are, if you're Desiree Escaton's 18-year-old sister. Let's see, I want to check out some of these messages and acknowledge some of the listeners that took time to write us, which is important to do. Adamu Lamban listens in the Philippines, and actually in Ghana. So, Adamu, thank you for listening. Ade Fasakin is tuned in Lagos. We enjoy your support. Philemon is tuned in to Border Crossings and said, I listen live in Rwanda and love the show. So, Philemon, thank you for tuning into our show. Aaron Fernandez listens to Border Crossings and made a rock request for Pearl Jam, which we'll get on for you in the near future. Thank you so much for making the requests. And by the way, you only have to send it in once. Aaron, he wrote and sent it in, I'd say, 7-8 times, the same message. So just send it in once. That's all we need. Nui Yel Dal is tuned in and says, I'm from Juba, and he made a Justin Bieber request. So Nui, thank you. Ishmael Kanu is listening. Elena Burberry is tuned into the program, says hello to you. And let's see. She also says she wants a song from her future boyfriend, Harry Styles. Of One Direction, of course. Juliana Dabson is tuned into the program in Ghana. And we've also got a Pete Hani Aliza wrote in and asked me, when are we going to play the song she sent? She sent us a song about a week or so ago. And it takes a little while to get a song on. And we have to go through a process of review. We have to make sure the song is appropriate to air. I trust your judgment, but we have to follow policy. And we're not allowed to put on songs that we haven't had a chance to get an interpretation of the lyrics, because we can't air things that are religious, too religious, or political, or have, you know, profane language in them. So not that the song you sent me has any of that. We just have to go through our process and reconfirm. So Pete Honey, please be patient. Eddie and Habu Magisha is listening. Annalie Vidal tunes in, loves the show. Kingsley Ike Udobi is tuned in at 98.1 FM in Ghana and says, happy greetings to my family. Saidu Muhammad Ali, Samson John Amawas is listening and said, it's been quiet for a while. Francis Pereira is tuned in Guyana, South America. So, Francis, hello. Hola. Welcome. And George or Jorge Amewu Will. So, George is in Ghana listening and loving the radio because of Border Crossings. All right, we've got a Facebook request to get to now. Charles Nwaji requested this song, and Charles is listening to us on shortwave in Nigeria and says, I've listened to you since 2008, and sometimes I listen on the internet, and I would like you to play a song from Beyonce for me. In the meanwhile, he says, more grease to your elbow. So while we listen to this song, I'm going to go grease up my elbow.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys, and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were alone, I put myself first and make the rules as I go. 'Cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were just a boy. You don't understand.
And you don't understand.
Oh, oh, it feels to love a girl someday. You wish you were a better man. You don't listen to you're just a boy.
Border Crossings, and that is Beyoncé, If I Were a Boy. And my name was Abraham. I would probably be in Nigeria talking on Border Crossings right now. Hello, Abraham.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing this fine Friday night?
Very well. I'm listening to your program with great enthusiasm, so to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's very nice of you. So what do you do during the day? What did you do today?
I just stayed indoors and take some home study courses from the Hadley School for the Blind in Winnetka, Illinois.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's very nice. And so you have a family there? I hear some kids in the background.
Yeah, I do have some family. They're outside yelling out there.
Mm-hmm. Are they just playing around in the yard?
Yeah, they are really playing.
So what time is it in Nigeria right now?
It's some minutes to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And I guess at your end it will be some minutes to 12.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so what are you going to do for the weekend? What is a weekend in Nigeria like?
Well, the weekend in Nigeria is characterized by people visiting their relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday through Friday, they do go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they visit their family during the weekend and while away some time. Those who go clubbing, they go clubbing.
Ah.
Those who don't do go to stadia to watch football. And there are some Nigerians who watch international football matches.
Right.
And there are those who are Manchester United fans and other fans as well.
And I know that you have good football in Nigeria. There's a lot of very talented athletes there from Nigeria.
Sure.
Now, being a family man with a bunch of kids, you're not going clubbing, I assume.
No, I'm not. I'd rather stay glued to the Voice of America throughout the weekend.
That is so nice of you, Abraham. How long have you been listening to our show?
For the past 34 years, 34. That was when I was 10 years old,
uh-huh.
And by then I couldn't comprehend a word in English.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. So that's fantastic that you speak English so fluently now, and you sound so happy and successful, and I'm very proud of you and proud to know you and be a friend of yours. So thank you so much for listening to the show and for calling us up. I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much. But before I let you off the hook, I just want to tell you that you read a letter from Nigeria that said more grease to your elbow when you were saying that you wanted to grease your elbow.
Yeah.
This is a Nigerian proverb that means more success to you in the foreseeable future.
Right. No, I know that by now. I've been doing this for a long time, so I know that that's what it was made. It's an affectionate, reference, and I understand that. And I do appreciate that. My elbow is so greasy because of all the love and affection I've gotten from Nigeria. And so I really appreciate that. And I can't thank everybody enough for all of the love they give me and the support they give me here for 1 hour a day that we spend together, playing music. So thanks everybody around the world and Nigeria for greasing my elbows. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed.
All right. Well, Abraham, go give your kids a kiss for me, and I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. We've got a birthday request to play. I got to fit this in, or we're going to catch it if we don't. This is from Adika Pratitha, who's in India, and she wants a birthday dedication to two twins who were born on the same day. That's why they're twins. Sneha and Harshita Sisodia. They are doctors, and they are listening to Border Crossings on their birthday. Here's Katy Perry, Birthday, on Border Crossings.
I heard you're feeling nothing's going right. Why don't you let me stop by? The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. So cover your eyes. I hope you got a healthy appetite. If you wanna dance,
And you're listening to my dude, Larry London.
Hey, Katie. Hey, girl. This is Border Crossings and Adika in India thinking of her good friends, Sneha and Harshda Sasodia. So happy birthday, twins. And thanks for listening to Border Crossings for all the time that you have invested into our program. I hope you've enjoyed your music. I'd like to say hello to Ajak Attack and Confi Paul, who's listening to us. And also in Kenya, Eden Styles, who, by the way, coincidentally requested One Direction. So I think Eden is a little ambitious and probably imagining life as Mrs. Styles. But maybe her real name is Eden Styles. Who knows? I don't know. Thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. By the way, that Katy Perry song is her brand new one from the Prism album. It's a brand new song. Katy Perry's on the list of artists that people in America most like to listen to at work. She came in at number 5 on the list of 10 people that Americans most like to hear while they're working. Number 10 is Daft Punk. Number 9 is Calvin Harris. Number 8 is Lady Gaga. Number 7, Bruno Mars. 6, we heard from a little while ago, Beyonce. Number 5, as I said, Katy Perry. 4 is Rihanna. Number 3, Mumford & Sons. Number 2, Arctic Monkeys. And these are people that Spotify identified with several thousand polling survey members in Business Insider magazine that they want to listen to at work. The number one artist that people want to hear at work with 16% of the votes, Adele. So there you go. The top 10 at work singers. Here is one that I used to listen to back in the 70s when I was in school, not at work. This is a popular request from Oswald, who's a new listener in Germany. Oswald, guten Tag, wie geht's? And I hope you enjoy Styx, Come Sail Away on Border Crossings. Dennis DeYoung, Come Sail Away.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin sea, 'cause I've got to be free, free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes.
but somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try.
Crossings, and we are ready to set sail. It is Styx, and they are one of the great classic rock bands of all time. Still together, although Dennis DeYoung is not with the group anymore. But he joins them occasionally to sing lead on some of the songs that they have given us over the years. Love that song. That's one of my favorites out of Styx collection. So I thank you for requesting that song here on Border Crossings, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Oswald in Germany, and I'm so happy to have you tune into our show. We welcome you to our family. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We'll be back on Monday with requests and dedications to continue on this program. Thanks to Wagner and Vince and Mary and you for joining us. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.